So now you are seeing the way that the cycles of the world are running, and you can see the beginning of the end of the dark cycle. And all of your efforts now that are for the light go into a column of energy that will take the place of the dark cycle that is falling away. And this is a wonderful thing to know. And it is something you are doing without war, with recognition, of course, of what is going on around you. But the idea that you can enter into loving kindness with yourself and the world around you and know that that is actually the power. That is a fine thing, to know that that is actually the power. It builds the more of that we all feel for ourselves and extend to others, then we are building this wave of light that will be the wave that then begins to take over where this darkness is eroding. Now, that is a large-scale thing and a beautiful thing and one we can take comfort in. But it is not the only important one, because the other important one happens inside of you. It is not that any woman deliberately wants to make this mistake, but because of the training, the patriarchal training, we often set up energies that fight each other. In other words, even having a kind thought about someone outside of yourself, but a mean thought about you, sets up a contradiction. And the problem with the contradiction is that it is difficult to build. It is difficult to build anything. And so when we begin to look without judgment and with great compassion at the contradictions we are creating, then we are moving to an interesting level of power that we may not have experienced before. So we're going to ask you to separate this teaching from the right thing to do, the good girl, the why don't you do this and no, all of that, because that is all patriarchal in nature, and say, wait, I do not want a negative contradiction in my life, particularly if it affects me. So when I hear the thoughts that go with that contradiction, I'm going to pay attention. And I'm going to say, so what am I saying here? I'm saying that I can have understanding and compassion for you, but none for me? None for me? I can judge myself for some of the very human and natural things that come up in our lives. This is a little harder to stop, but it is important. There are things that people do that are not right. They are not correct, and very often we are the ones who, shall we say, pick up the slack from these things that are not right. And to ask yourself not to even feel about that is not a kindness to yourself. It is as though you are saying, you have no right to feel when something impedes on your energy or presses on you or puts what is not right in your face. You do not give up the right to feel. What you give up is the right to be caught in the feeling. This is a very important distinction spiritually. You feel what you feel. You are a feeling individual. But it does not turn your energy back on you unless you are caught in the feeling. Now, how do you tell that you are caught in the feeling? Sometimes by the number of thoughts that accompany the feeling you do not want to have. When it recurs and recurs and recurs, there is a point where it begins to impact your own energy. So we are looking for that fine line where we can look at something that is not fair and say, that is not fair, and I do not like it, and I am not required to like it, but I am also not going to hold it or lock into it in my body. And here is a very important thing. I'm not going to attach it to an old wound. For all of you, we know in childhood, you experienced things that were not fair. So you can understand in the present time, when something is unfair, you want to be very careful that it does not attach to the unfairness of the past. Because if it chains with that, it is much more difficult to release. So something is not fair, and we register it, and we say, and that is what I know about that, that it is unfair. If I am called to take an action, I will. If I am not called to take an action, I will let it go. And that is the beginning and the end of it. However, if it attaches to the unfairness that has not yet been cleared from your field, then it is going to be harder to let it go. And when we find that happening, we want to be very careful about loving kindness with ourselves, because we must know that as well. This is unfair, but it has attached to an unfairness from my past. I understand what has happened, and so I am going to go in, comfort my child, because it is very often the child who is still carrying the unfairness. We want to have that communication with the child that says, we know your childhood was not fair, but we are making a better life for you, and it is not unfair now. So you can let go of this thing that has just impacted you. And that will make not only your child strong, but that will make your adult strong as well. Now, the patriarchal way, just to remind you so that you will not get caught in this, is, why can't I let go of this? Everybody else is letting go of this, but I am not letting go of this. I hope you can hear how destructive that kind of judgment is. The first thing to remind you is that no two people respond to life in the same way, because no two people have the same path. And so you do not compare. You do not look around and see what other people are doing, say, for instance, with an unfair situation. The only thing that matters is you. And the acknowledgement of it, making the decision about whether you are called to do anything about it or not, responding from that place, and then allowing yourself to say, and that is done. I am clear that that is done. If there is still pain and the thoughts recur, the anger recurs, then the next step is to go to your child. Because your child then has become afraid. Afraid that life is still going to be unfair. And the only person who can go to your child with comfort, can go to your child with reassurance, is you. And then, of course, you must be very sure that whatever you have promised your child, you keep your promise. And that is how healing works. That is how it goes in your life. We have given you, as always, the simple outline of it, with the understanding that it is not always easy. But that is the pattern for healing. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together. in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And where your breath goes, let love go. And feel that above your head there are moon rings, rings of light. And those rings move from your head, around your body, and to your feet. And they are bright and shining, and they are magnetic. And they are turning and turning, and gathering from every part of your body any heaviness or pain or fear that you want to leave your body. So continue to breathe, but be aware of the ring that goes around your head, that gathers the thought that needs to leave your head, and makes room for the thought that is love. Feel the ring around your throat and let that ring pull out the communication that does not serve you, the communication of fear and anger, all of that communication. Feel that ring. Magnetize it, pull it out of your body, and spin it free. And feel the ring around your heart, turning and turning. And let that magnetic ring draw the hurt out of your heart, the doubt, the old patterns that have pain and fear in them. Feel the power of that ring to draw that out of your body. And as that leaves your body, watch the garden in your heart begin to grow again. And feel the ring around your solar plexus. Turning and turning, magnetizing the negative emotions, the emotions that come from confusion and old pain. Feel the power of that ring to draw those out of your body. Continuing to breathe so that there is a place in the solar plexus for love and freedom and joy. And feel the ring around your second center, turning and turning, and pulling the shame and the judgment and all the beliefs about that out of your body. And as you're breathing, feel the second center becoming lighter and freer, and more able to simply wash away the things in your life that you do not want to hold in your body. and feel the ring that surrounds your root. Turning, turning. And as you breathe, feel that ring pulling out of your root limitation, fear, blockage, disconnection. Feel all of that pulled away. And feel the root free and bright and alive with the knowledge of what you are here to create. In joy, in abundance, in light. And as those rings move up and away from your body, let them take all of the negativity with them. See them moving up, above your head, away from your body, away from your field. Now move your attention into your heart center. And see that the universe has left a gift for you. And allow yourself to know the gift. Resting the mind, opening the heart. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.